All right, we're in Shin Aleph, we're up to Sif Yud Aleph. As you can tell, since Simon Shin Aleph is the bulk of this particular Simon, and it's the bulk of Hilchus Shatnez, the previous Simonim were about the rules of what makes something Shatnez Daraisa, and Simon Shin Aleph is really a question of which clothing are Shatnez Daraisa. Our topic for Sif Yud goes back to something we discussed at the end last week, and that is when something is done for protection, whether it has a din of the volume is low. It's on, but it's low volume. I'll make it. Baruch Hashem. At any rate, we'll worry about it later. Somewhere. Begadim, we already had, typically something is clothing if it's lechameim. If it's made to warm the body, then it has a din of a beged and has a din of shatnez. We had before that the people who are sewing clothing on their lap are allowed to have the beged on their lap as long as they're not mechavim, bechamah, b'neachamah, ubikshamim ne'agishamim, which he understood to mean either to be a shade, the protection from the sun, or the warmth. These things, that's a typical definition of a baguette.
Thank you, Rabbi.
The question we're dealing with today is something that's made to protect the body. Let's notice if you would, and we'll go back to a similar case we discussed last week. Sif Yud is matpechay shemistaprim bay. You go to a barber shop and they spread a sheet over you to protect you from the hair that gets cut during the haircut. Matpechay shemistaprim bay. It's interesting. The Mishnah says, "Hey samach pei reish yud endemem." It talks about shatnez. It talks about iser of samach pei reish yud endemem. So some say it means svarim, matpechas ha-svarim. That was siftes, and some say it means hasaporim, the barbers. So now we're going to learn if it means the barbers. Siftes is matpechas ha-svarim. Also, Mishum Klein, because people are sometimes mechamim by it. Now we talk about a barber sheet. If it's got a neck hole, beis reish means has something that goes over the head and it's worn, then it's also mishum klayim, meaning if it's just a sheet that's spread out over you, then it's not klayim, and they tie around the back. So then that, it seems, is not aser. It seems if it's a beged, it's aser, and if it's a sheet, it's not aser. Now that needs explanation. What's the difference between one and the other? The Mishnah doesn't say anything about yeh beis reish, nish beis reish. It says that matpechas ha-saporim is also mishum klayim. I think this is a rush that makes this chilek between if it has a beis reish or it doesn't have a beis reish, rasham, and it's hard to understand what's the difference. So first thing I'll point out is the grox. It's right on the spot. In Gra Tezvav, after the first line, he says it's Yerushalmi, the Rosh B'Shem Yerushalmi. Then he has Likut. In the Graz, they have Likutim from other places. He says Tur. You see it in Tezvav? By Likut. Tur v'hu kasha l'homai. And the Graz says, I don't understand this. Imachavin. If you're mechavin, we have to mechavin for what? But if you're mechavin to wear it as a beged, balav hachi yasser, kamei pepeches yadayim, we said even towels are yasser, because when you wipe your hand, you're mechavin to be warmed with it. V'likach beyachama mimat pachas. We're going to have soon oven mitt, something, a towel that you take a hot egg with, and it protects you. V'har beki yaitse, many such cases. Afileinu yasu yikimim beged. Who cares if it's made like a beged? So if you're mechavin, So it's also no matter what. V'meinu mechavin, if you're not mechavin at all, lo'oy lo mutter, k'may shomru mechay ksus, mechay ksus mechay kedarkon. So he doesn't know, he says, I don't understand. V'zeo shayin harosham, Yerushalmi. V'miskavin l'levisha, aval einu mechavin lo'y. The Rosh Taka says, if you're mechavin, it's aser. If you're not mechavin, it's not. And then he says, yesh mekay bais, shemapech ha-shalem yesh lei beis roi, shloshin k'min malbush, u'pirish al Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi is just saying a case where a person is mechavel l'shem albush with tzarechi and gadol. Avo. So he says it depends if you're mechavel as a beged, then it's aser, if not, it's mutter, which we would understand before this sif. Now, avo. Hatzolos ha'sa'oreis al begadov. What happens if you're mechavel to wear it, only not to warm you, not to protect you, only to protect your clothing from the hairs? Eina chashuva hanot. It's okay. The dafka hatzolas gufoi mechabe v'kshavim chashiva hanot. Okay, this is the gross shita. Gross shita is if you're protecting your clothing, then it's okay. So if you have something over your hat or shen coat or something that you're wearing, if you're wearing it to protect your body, then you're wearing to protect your body. But if you're wearing it just to protect your clothing, so then it's mutter. So the gra is very clear. What? So if you ain't a mechavin, it's mutter. We said mechik, so it's mechik kedarkon. Even though it's mechavin, you're not mechavin for it. It's that's the gra's argument. So he's asking. We had a shach last week. You really cheated. You saw the next three words. V'divrei yashach says you called the ches einam dechaydim. Now this is a gra. You talk about wide shoulders. The gra says Shulchan Aruch is a pella, and then he says Divrei Hashasim Seif Simin Sivkat Ches Einam Dechaynim. Then he says Gam Divrei Hataz Sivkat Ches is also not right. So he starts with the Mechaber, the Shach, and the Taz. He says Shalai Kedin Hisegal Aprisha. He's saying at least I have the Prisha with me. So let's learn the sugya and see what the machloek is between the gra and the prisha and everybody else. The gra is saying that it doesn't make sense to make a chilek. The chilek is if you're mechavin or not. Now the lashon of Yerushalmi is when you wear it, you're mechavin. But it's a simon, not a siba. It's not whether it has a base ratio or not. If you're mechavin, then it's aser. If you ain't a mechavin, mechavin for what? According to the gra, mechavin means mechavin lelevisha. You're mechavin to wear it as a beged. The gra shita is that clothing that's worn to protect your clothing is not included in the definition of beged. Legabe dine shatnes. Clothing worn to protect your clothing. I mentioned to you last week, Ramosha says a similar thing, legabe Shabbos. That, and it's not necessarily Tali Zabazet, it's just similar that he said if you're wearing a baguette to protect your baguette on Shabbos and not protect your body, that's the carrying. It's a masa. A baguette. Shabbos is a chumrah, it's not a baguette, it's carrying. Shanza kula, that there's no issa Shabbos.
Okay?
What? An apron. Let's say you're wearing an apron, you're wearing it only to protect your clothing. According to the gra, there's no issur shatnes if you're not mechavin. That's a little pella. The tablecloth is not a bishatnes. Because sometimes you wrap your hand in it to warm your hand. And the apron, a lot of bishatnes. Obviously, if sometimes you wrap your hand in it to warm yourself, it'll be a problem. But he's saying is that if it's made to protect clothing, not to protect the guf, that doesn't have a din beggar l'gabi shatnes. That's the sheet of the gra. And he understands that to be the sheet of the prisha. Now, let's. There's a derech to do a fechimah b'kavana. So we're going to talk about this if this man is different, whether it's a light plug or we get the sifir aleph. But a towel. It said a towel can't be shadis because when you dry your hands are cold, it warms your hands, it's awesome. So there, I suppose you mechavin part of drying your hands is to take off the, if it's a cold day, is to take off the chill. I guess he considers that. It's funny, it's not mechavin levisha when you wipe your hands with a towel. You mechavin lechimum, without being mechavin levisha, and he holds it to us. I said, Gros Shita is definitely clear that protecting Begadim is not a Levisha. Now let's go back and try to see where the Shach was coming from and where we have Rayas one way or the other. In Siv Ches, we talked about a saddle. It means a saddle like the hard saddles we see in the cowboy pictures, but something you put on top of the animal. So we said in Sif Ches, Dabredasa Chamor, you're allowed to make klayim, because we already learned the Dova Kasha that you only have under you is Mutter. There, it said in the middle of Sif Ches, in the third to fourth line, Afilu Lohetzi Oleha Es Hazevel. That if a person is taking out the garbage, and the garbage might leak, so you put this merdas, the saddle, over your shoulder, and then you put the garbage on your shoulder to carry it out. So there it said that it's aser. Now, l'chayre, that's to protect the clothing. L'chayre, that would be, well, why are you wearing it? To protect the clothing. So the Shach talked about it, but the Shach was not on Sif Ches. To get to the Shach that the Gros tatayned on, you have to turn back a page, and it's Shach Sif Chot and Ches, back by Meichrin Ksus Meichrin Kedarkon. There he was talking about somebody who's not Mechavim Levisha, and if you look about halfway down Sif Chot and Ches, he brings in Sif Ches. Amai Osir B'Sif Ches. Right, he's busy saying that Tov Shein Miskaven is Mutter. So Frek Deshach, Amai Osir B'Sif Ches B'Meradas Lohitzi Ola Zevel. Tov Shein Miskaven, who? You don't want to get warned by it. Toyesh Deha Hayesh Matirin Asri Nami Meradas Lohitzi Zevel Kedi Isa B'Divri HaRosh HaTor B'Ni Ruchim Lehedya Chem Terezo Kosla Kabot Sif Ches Avagab De'ina Miskaven El Shlo Yelachlech B'Zevel Filochi Asa Dahava Lo Mamish Akan L'Shoinai Vim Ken Kasha V'Sfora Seyesh Matirin. Then hold over Shein Miskaven is Mutter by Shan is Afilo Bahalo Mamish Shein Miskaven. So what's the Gros saying? That you're not mechavin for warmth, you're mechavin to protect your clothing. So the Shach is saying, so it should be mutter. That's his kasha. Gam lefi ma shechilakti ledas haRambam kasha came. So he's starting off like the Gra, that protection is aser, and he thought it's aser because the davish and miskavin, you're warming yourself. But he says davish and miskavin is the mutter by mechriksus. V'nires, he says, this is the bottom line on the previous page. That must be that protecting yourself is over David David Shem Miskaven. Do Einoi Noitel Hamadas Elokadesh Lo Yelachlech Begadav Umiskaven Lahatzel Begadav V'Dami Lo Liyikachadem Beyachama Bebeget Klayim. Now listen to what he's saying. He's saying just like you're not allowed to take a towel of shatness when you want to hold a hot egg or a hot pot. It's aser because it's protection. Huadin, when you have zevel k'desh lo yislachlech begadav, it's also aser because that itself is an iser. Not because David Shem Miskaven is aser. David Shem Miskaven is mutter, but kavana to protect is also a beged. So the Shach is not making any chilek between protecting your hands, which the Gros made is aser, and protecting your clothing, which the Gros tithes is mutter, and the Shach here, the Nesiv Kat Neches, is included in the Isser. I think that the volume has to be turned up. Yeah, okay. At any rate, this is the sheet. So now we have a machlokes, the Shach and the Gros. The Shach holds protecting clothing is a beged, it's just a shatness, and the Gros holds protecting clothing is not. The Taz is also in Sivkot Neches. This one, you don't have to turn back a page, it's here. Yeah, I guess so. He brings the Prisha that the Gros referred to. This is on our page, halfway down the first Taz. The last one on the line is Lefisha B'Prisha. So he brings the Prisha, which is, seems is consistent with the Gra. The Prisha, if you give me a Rabbah, Shkosav Leschami Behem, Kosav Itzarachian. The Prisha, the red now is a quote from the Prisha. Vitzarachian, Hechadloy Ovid Machmas Chimum Klau, Elishloy Yakalkulu Hagishami Begadav. Here he's only someone who's wearing something only to protect his clothing. Ishari Alav. Is it Mutter or not? Vidoik, Mayri, Virabi, Vitzarachian, well, come on, Gabi, Beyacham Amrinon. By a hat egg, we say, Nehenem Aklaim Linosom Nehachama, Vaishlo Gishami Bechama. What's the difference holding an egg or protecting your clothing? There are lilin by some ashkos b'samach. The godim shemistaprim b'hem. The meilam beis kibul roish. If they're not a beged, the mutter. Afa gavda meginim shlo yitavu abegodim yasaris. Who adim b'lahasam u'gsham abegodim akan l'shaynay. So the shita of the prisha is that to protect your begadim is mutter, and his raya was from the fact that if it has no base rosh, it's mutter. So I kalushayni, this is all the lashin of the preish of a tomani. The Taz argues im yatsu devar meilum epiv. Did he really say that? He really say a raya from the barber that it's mutter? Ander rabba bebegadim shom estapra bukach lehepach. Sharei kos shomer rosh im yibes yasi besamach zelushayni. There's a place for your head. So the Taz is saying that calls a man that it's a beg and gomor, and you're covering yourself with it, that it's a that it's aser even to protect your clothing. So we have the Taz and the Shach who are machmirim on this, and the Gra, the Prisha, who seem to be mekilim. And it's a shayla of a daraisa. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his notes to the Shulchan Aruch, on the Mishnayis rather, he says, the Gra says, what's the difference with a race rosh or without? No matter what, it's if you ate a miskaven, it's mutter. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, what's the difference with a base rosh or without a base rosh? If it protects you, it's aser, like the Shach and Taz. So they both ask, what's the difference with a base rosh, without a base rosh? Just the Gra says it should be mutter both ways. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that it should be aser both ways. And it would be nice to have some sort of a teretz for the Mechaber, the Rosh is Kavana. As far as Halacha Lamaisa, though, we have a sort of opposite shittas on this. It's interesting, the Rambam doesn't bring down a chiluk yebeis rosh nishbeis rosh. He just says begadishim stapramem awesome. He says it's awesome. He doesn't bring this chiluk that the Rosh brings from the Yerushalmi. Lamaisa, the poiskim achrayim that we rely on, the Chachma Sadam and our Hashulchan, they're machmir, like the Shachan Taz, the Shavu Deraisa. They're machmir, that protecting is aser. And they explain what's the difference if it has a base rosh or not. The way I understand, they explain as follows. The Binas Adam is always Tzadik Zion. He says like this. If you want to warm yourself, that's a beggar no matter what. That's the definition of a beggar. If you take a towel and you warm yourself, that's a shatness. That's be'etzem. At the other extreme, we had that we had the case of the meichrek sus, which clearly not mechavin, and the etzmuta no matter what. When you're doing it to protect your clothing, so it depends. If you're doing it derech malbush, it's aser. If you're doing it not derech malbush, then it's mutter. In other words, sometimes people protect their clothing with umbrellas, and sometimes they protect their clothing with clothing. So if you're protecting your guf, well, an umbrella anyway is not a malbush, we'll see. But then it's a clear thing. It doesn't matter with the base ratio or without. And if you're doing it to protect yourself from, protect your clothing, so it could go either way. So we let the Derech Levisha be the Machriya. It's called a Marubish if it has a base reish, and if not, not. It appears that Lamaisa, that seems to be the bottom line. If it's worn as a malbush, it's aser, and if it's not worn as a malbush, it's motor, which is the mechaber's lashon. I don't know. The Shach and Taz seem to be the machmir, but they seem to agree if it has no base reish, it's motor.
So what are we talking about?
So at the end of the day, it depends if it has a base reish. Now, someone mentioned before that they snap it in the back. I wonder, maybe that's called a base reish. I initially thought not. I mean, how else would they do it in a barbershop? They can't just spread a sheet over you. It's going to fall off. They're saying, so they tie it. Is that called wearing it, or is that called spreading it? What? All because they get closed. So it should be a baguette. So when is it mutter? When they just spread it? If they tuck it in, or they snap it? Okay. What? Mardas should be mutter because Mardas is halal without Levisha. That's a good point. That we know Mardas is also. So how are they going to explain Mardas? What? So then why is it also? It should be like halal, it should be mutter. So like the Shachataz, it's good. According to the Gra, why does the Gra explain Mardas? I know, the other way I would understand, he says at the very end, Mardas, at the end of the Gra Tezvav, Zesha Kassav Lehitim Mardas, Mashma, the Reisha Leibitzum Esazeva, Lahanova Kamar, Avshatak Tabotah, Falanog Abiyasa, he doesn't explain. Okay, I don't know. Unless Mardas protects your body also, the garbage shouldn't get on your body. Maybe. Menea Zevel, you know, if you have the Zevel is dirty enough, it's not just your clothing. You don't want your body to smell from it. Well, Shachantah, as we know, I'm talking about the Gra. So I would assume this because it protects the body as well. So I'm saying, then it'll make sense. If the Mardas is Zevel, and the body, you don't want your body to smell, protecting your body seems to be like everybody a bit. Yeah, but the difference is, here it doesn't smell. So you're only protecting your clothing by the barber. By Zevel, it may be that protecting your goof also.
But doesn't it also protect your neck? It doesn't get on your neck by the barber.
Doesn't go down your collar.
Yeah, it's tight.
Yeah, that's a problem then. Yes, yeah, like you say, that our barbers, it protects the body also. When you get here down there, it itches the rest of the day. So, what? You get it anyway. But imagine how much you would get otherwise, you know. You see, nowadays, I'll tell you the truth, thanks to synthetics, we don't have that many shot in the showers like they used to have. Because so many of our clothing are made out of polyester, which is just cheaper than the natural fibers. I imagine that the barber things are made out of polyester or cotton. They're certainly not made out of wool. What? The cotton maybe, yeah. It would be hard if it was wool, yeah. Yeah. That's why, what? But that's to warm you up. That's a problem. Yeah. The blankets on the airplanes have to be. You have to ask Chaim Glock. He used to make those airplane things. Chaim has a great story. I have to tell you. A little Yerushalayim, you know. Chaim made the blankets. Somebody who comes here, he's not here today. He made the blankets. What was the name of that tower? Tower was for tower. So tower was a very cheap airline. He made the blankets. He got $1 a blanket. He made them for the airline. Now, you know that everybody stopped making things in America. He started making it in China. So he had a contract. It went through a year who had a plant there to do it. And he had to do not compete. But obviously the guy knew whose it was. It had a tower or a symbol on it. So he comes to me one day. He's very upset. It's supposedly a firm yid. And he cut him out of the contract. He went straight to tower. And he cut him out. So he's taking the Torah. He's going to take him like he didn't know what to do. And you know, Haimi's the type. You know, he's a little bit of tzitkis in him that he doesn't like to fight. He's very upset. You know, it's a good contract. You make the airplane buying blankets. So not only was he cut out of the contract, but he had a couple of hundred Tawiyah blankets left that he had nothing to do with. It comes to me about 6 months later, Tawiyah declared bankruptcy, and they owe this guy like 100,000 blankets worth of dollars worth of blankets. So this guy who cut him out was left with the bill, and Baruch Hashem, he was cut out. And the gravy was that his Tawiyah blankets were now collector's items. He was selling them in these, you know, they have these little books where they sell curiosity items. He was selling them like, he got $5 a piece for them. So he got, you know, usually, you know, the ending isn't that the nice guy ends up winning, you know, but at least, okay. Anyway, getting back here, so we have here very clear machlokes. We didn't have that many, Machlokes in Lamaisa in Hilchos Shatnez, a lot of in Lamdis, but not Lamaisa. And here we have a very clear dispute. What? Yeah.
In this case, you're not really worried because you're sitting down, you're not working.
The airline?
No.
The barber?
And you're passing. The barber puts it on you, you're passing. You're not doing anything. You're passing.
We had a shayla of a mace, tachriche mace, could be shot in this. He's usually passive also. I guess there's probably no difference. Once you're wearing it, I assume that is.
By the way, a barber,
yeah, but I don't think, but that's not the answer. The answer is, if someone covers you with it, it's the same as the shot in this as if you cover yourself. You know, it might be a difference with Gabi Malkus if you're doing a mace or not, but the issue is the same. Okay, let's move on to Sif Yud Aleph. Viloin, a curtain. Imurach, if it's soft, asala saise mibklayim. Mibnei shashamish mischamein bai. Shamish means the help in the house, the waiter or the cleaning lady, sometimes they're cold. And upon him, they wrap themselves in the curtain. V'maya kasha mutter, something that's kasha, it's mutter, not clear if it's because they won't use it, which would be the easy upshot, or because there's not a big hanoa in doing it, which is what the Shach Yud Aleph brings from the Bach. Okay. At any rate, so a curtain is not allowed to be klayim because some... Now, obviously, a curtain is not a problem, the etzem. It's only a problem because occasionally people wrap themselves in it. We'll get to the Rambam in a minute. The question is this a gezeirah derabbanan with a light plug? And then it will be also b'zman hazeh too. B'zman hazeh, where we have Baruch Hashem steam in the house, I can't imagine a chetimtza where a person would wrap himself in the curtain. I mean, if I had to go seek where the kids play, they wrap themselves, but that's a rare thing. In the boiler breaks, you don't wrap yourself in curtains. They wrap themselves. All right. So my question really is whether it's a light plug or not a light plug. What? And so that's why when you ask about tablecloths, it should be the same shayla. The towels is always mischamim. Tablecloths, the same thing. We asked the tablecloths last week because lepamim, a person wraps his hand to warmth, and it's not shchiach b'zman hazeh. So I didn't see that the poskim should talk about it, but in the sugya at the end of the first perek in Be'ah, there's a carbon esanel that's going on the rush. The lashon of the rush there is vilain ha'asi l'mechitza, a curtain that's made for as a mechitza. Now it sounds like a window curtain people warm themselves by is asur. A vilain asur l'mechitza v'imischam by klal ein by mishum klayim. So Kamin Asadol is trying to figure out what exactly this means. What's the difference, this one or that one? And the Kamin Asadol there, this is at the end of the of the first parak of Masechtas Beya, and the Karban Esanel says that he means that Emes Chamim Mboi Bizman Hazeh, the day of the rush. So Emboi Mishum Klayim, that it's not a light plug. The rush is telling us that if you have curtains, that it's not the derech to warm yourself as man hazeh or as man harosh, then there's no iser. And the Karban Esanel says clearly it's not a gzeira to loy plug. Chazal said don't do it because people are going to warm themselves in it. So according to that, it's he brings an example, a high curtain. Sometimes you have a decorative curtain that's high up, it's not separating two rooms, but it's too high, you can't warm yourself in it anyway. You have to go up on a ladder to get it. So he says there's no light plug, and he brings these two examples. Either it's very high, or it's in a place that people don't warm themselves in the curtains. And he says it's mutter. I assume that the same thing would hold true for tablecloths, that if it's a light plug, chazal v'chayshish, that occasionally people warm themselves. So mevel, it should be mutter. What? These curtains here, well, again, bizman hazeh, we don't make wool curtains or linen curtains, but I never saw anybody be mechamim himself in these curtains. It's not that. Ramah, Sifir Aleph. Avol, Pereiche Shofnei Aron Kodesh. But the Pereiche, that's the front of the Aron. Oy, Hamapoy Shaparsim Baron. Or curtains they have inside the Aron. Our Aronis don't have curtains that much, but it's fine. When you open up the doors, usually curtains hanging inside. They don't have them outside. They have them inside. I saviv atayra muto liyos meklayim. Here it says it's allowed to be klay. Why did it say in sifches? It said I'm sorry, siftes, but peches svarim asurim mishum klayim. Here it says these things are mutter. There's no issus shatnis on a pareiches or on a mantle that there's no issus. So the shtaz yud. Yud Aleph rather, Taz Yud Aleph, Saviv Atayra, the mantle be shatnes. Keno Bagos Hashri Perak B'nei Yair, Avo Mapesh Parsim Baron Kaidish Tacha Sifrei Tayra, a Saviv Atayra, Avo, that it's Mutter, Avo, Bepirisha Mishnah Yisrael Rambam, Perak Basa Deklaim, Mapesh Svarim, Hainu Sefer Tayra, Shechiz Bay Sefer Tayra, Bishas Kriyasai, Yesh Bay Bisham Klaim. In other words, the Mechaber in Siftas is the Rambam. That my peches svarim are also mishum klai. The Ramah in Sifur Aleph is the Rosh that there is no issa klai. It seems to be that there's a machlaikis here. I hear. So maybe other svarim they wrap. At any rate, take kasim b'maimini akay nira. Therefore, says the Taz nira. The vaday also lasis milshal sefer Torah shakar mental ayamapi shakar chinsaviv a sefer Torah asla the klayim. You're not allowed to make a mantle out of klayim. The harei anu roiim shashamas oiches harba pam biyadai v'yeshlachu shlachimum b'shabes hakar. You'll understand if you're holding a sefer Torah. Let's say you hold there two sefer Torah. You're holding one, waiting for the other. Or if the hagba, you're holding a sefer Torah and it's cold, so to save the warmth of the sefer Torah against your shoulder, against your cheek, would warm you up. So therefore, the Taz says that it's also Yeshlachu Shulchim Beis Hakar. But Gosh Hashulei Marim is the Gosh the Hashri the Ra Gosh Rosh is Eloshayis and Barda Kodesh Atzmai. If it's in there, he's a Kodesh. He's a Mapetach Sefer Torah Sefer Torah. If it's in the Aron, it's no problem. You don't carry him in and out. Tell Nisharu Barda Kodesh Laila. So he's saying, the Alster Sefer Torah, of course there's no Shabbos. Alster person, saying those mantluch that a person will be mechamim by lepa'amim, he's saying that that's Alster. Hashem came, the pareiches, or the things that are spread in the Aron, those things don't have a issur Shabbos. So he's coming out that the mapeches of Asvarim, what are they made of? I can't even tell. What? Felt or velvet, okay. So he's saying that then there is no issa. I want to read to you a Mishnah Berurah. I don't know if what you're saying is true. Felt Felt, we said, is only, it's shua without tevim and nuz.
Right.
So we hold there's no issa klayim. But I don't know, is that what the mantlach are made of? Yeah. They have linings on the inside also. They have it looks like a cloth lining.
The stitching is
more. I don't know. What? So the palm is the chavin, it's like a tablecloth. If the gabbai is going to hold it, you're right. The Darach HaShulchan tainis on this taz that it's Misham Shei Kedusha, it's also to be mechavin to have an offer from it. He says on the same taz. It's also to be nehena from a mantle of a Sefer Torah. So he's matmiya on the taz and he tainis that it should be mutter. Now I'll tell you a teretz in a second, but first there's a Mishnah Brura at the end of Simen Chav Ches. The last Mishnah Brura, he has miscellaneous halachis at the end that are not connected to the mechaber. He talks about wrapping the ritzuis, that you shouldn't wrap it on the bayis, only on the sides. And when you wrap it, you should turn the ritzuah, not turn the bayis. But then he says, tik tefillin, the tefillin bag, osur b'shal shatnes. The tefillin bag is not allowed to be shot. I may understand why a tefillin bag.
You put your hand, you reach it, take it out. You're going to warm your hand.
Mechavin to warm. Unless he means again when you carry it. If you carry it on a cold day and you have it in your hand, maybe that's what he means. Only if you're mechavin. So Tefik says Tefik Kedarkon Vavash Leiskavnu Mecham Neachamu. The Shulchan Aruch we had, it was a Mishnah. That was the Mishnah we had. Tefik says people are sewing Tefik Kedarkon, and they're allowed to have the beggar on their lap. Vavash Leiskavnu Mecham Neachamu Ksham Neachshamin. Provided there ain't a mechavin. Mechavin is also. It would be the same thing as the Aruch Shulchan's kind. His question is, who says it's us about Noah? So you're saying is that if you're having that Noah incidentally, maybe even if you're mechavin, it should be mutter. Even though it's us, I don't know. I assume that if it's us about Noah, it's us about Noah. Well, it's like every aveira. If you're in a mechavin, it's mutter. If you're mechavin, Reb Chaim Knievsky Tsechin Su to answer Aruch HaShulchan's Tainah. Again, I want to go in order. We have here the Ramah says it's mutter. The Taz says he doesn't mean a mantle is aser. So mischamim by lepamim, he means the things that you never mischamim by, and therefore it's okay. Aruch HaShulchan Tainah is against the Taz that it's Yisrael, it's asabana tashmish shekenusha asabana. So the Reb Chaim Knievsky Derech Hamuna Tzechet Suan the Ramah who's Matir, there's a Shitasai in Kuf Nun Dalet Sifches in Aruch Chaim. The Ramah there says, the Mechabes says, Ha'orin Mchom HaShoysel Sefer Torah, all these things are also Bahanah Moyel by Tanai Lishtamish by Shatashmish and Afil Lachayel. A Tanai helps before you use it the first time. It helps to make it tonight that it shouldn't have Kedusha. So, to Ramah, listen to Ramah. Nohagu lehenois bekama hainois medivrei Kedusha. The minig is to be makel, to have a no from Tashmishe Kedusha. Kagoy mapechisho svarim, beferish, he says, for example, mapechisho svarim, vishulchan shebeveis haknesses. I remember when they made a simcha in the house, they used to borrow chairs or benches from the shul. Today there's a ribuy of chairs and benches. We used to borrow from the shul and take it. Now you're not allowed to take from a chair from a shul to use in Dvarim Shulchayel. It's Tashmishe Kedusha. So Ramah says the minig is to use the Shulchanish of Beis HaKnesses Umilishav Sefer Torah V'kosvu Hatam V'mnei Dekimin Shenogu Kain V'yeshul Yizayir Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleya Me'ikara K'dei Shol Yuvayu B'nei Onam L'idei Takolon. That Avagabdiloy Hisnu Ki Ilu Hisnu. Rama holds that our tashmisha, he says, befeish matvecha svarim, that we are ki'ilu hisnu, since it's a derech to have anah from it, so it's ki'ilu you made a tanai, and a tanai helps the tashmisha kedusha, and mele, it's mutter. So Rechai Tinevsky says, on the Archa Shukhmas Kasha, that we're talking here, the Mekilim are talking because of this Ramah. That it's like you made it tonight, and that's why you're allowed to use things in the shul. People pull over a chair and they stand on it to change your balls, maybe is all part of being Mishamish, the basic masses. But you're using it for other things, then it's you have to come on to this tonight. So he says that it's a tonight. Whether Lechatchilo was Saibach Bezman Hazeh, it's a tonight, I don't know. I remember one of the things that Rafam, when he came down to the Beis Medrash, he started sitting in the Beis Medrash, was Makbid. It used to be that on the Bima, the Shulchan in the middle, so first Seder, the people put their hats there, and he was Makbid that no one should use it to put Dvarim Shulchan on the Bima. The Bima, it's really not the Bima itself, it's the cover, it's Tashrishi Kedusha. Sefer Torah goes on it. And not to put things there. He said a pushka is kilu hisnu, because all shuls put pushkas. But stop to put Dvarim Shel Chayil there is asur. The Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to lean on the bima. The Shulchan Aruch it says that if a person who can't stand, he has problems with his feet, gets an aliyah, you should roll up the matpachas and have him lean on the bima itself. So the halach is tashmishei kedusha asurim. What Sefer Torah touches is asur. But the tashmish is mutter. And the Gemara says that a bima, however you understand it, the shulchan itself is a tashmish to tashmish, and the cloth on top is a tashmish. That's why when we put a sefer Torah on a table, the meaning is to put a talus or something underneath, it shouldn't become a tashmish. So in Shulchan Aruch it says to not to lean on it. It would seem that leaning on it is aser, unless you go with this Ramah that kilei best the masna aleihem. Which I guess is a shasat chaktik aheter.
Same thing with putting a siddur there during
a siddur is okay because that's made for kedusha. It's made for siddur, for svarim. You want to put a gemara there and learn, you can do it. It's mishamish to kedusha. It's really not. It's really kilu hisn any time you do it derech arai. It's always really a tanai, but it will not. The bir halacha says. When the Ramah says Leiv Bezdin is Kilu Hisna, Bir Halacha says Mashum Izeh, the Bedova She'ef Shalizar Mehem. The Ramah says Eef Shalizar. Says Dova She'ef Shalizar Mehem. Ain Oimrim Bistama Leiv Bezdin Masna Leiv. So I don't know what's called Eef Shalizar and what's called Eef Shalizar. I don't know, leaning on the Shulchan. The most shuls people lean on the Shulchan, right? You have a plastic, so. It says, the Prima Gadim says that when you have something to protect the Tashmish and it doesn't add beauty, that it's that the Tashmish remains a Tashmish. He's talking, I think, there better, but this is a case. What? Well, the plastic around the tefillin bag is fine. The tefillin bag itself is, I mentioned to you, Machlekes Rashi and Taisvis, if the Ritzuis are Gufa Kedusha. But. At Chile, you're supposed to be standing, yeah.
So leaning that if you wouldn't have the bima, you wouldn't.
You don't lean. A person who can't stand leans, but a person. You're allowed to lean in a way that if you pulled it away, you wouldn't fall. You can steady yourself by it, but you can't, you know, let it lean on. But anyway. Okay, so this is the. So we had today, so far, the three issues. Number one, protecting clothing. Number two, the curtains, whether it's a light plug. And number three, the dispute over the pareichas. So the pareichas in the shul does not need to be shot in the free. The only thing lamaisa would be the mantle, the sefer Torah, or the tefillin bag. We have to make sure that there's no shot in this. I assume, I never heard anybody checking bizman as I assume that the derech is, they're not made. They have the silver, which is not shot in this anyway. Okay. Very heavy for Simchas Torah, I can tell you. Not easy. Okay. We move on to Sif Yud Beis. So Sif Yud... Oh, wait, I forgot. Pesachei Tshuva test, just interesting. What? The tefillin bag is Mishamish the Ritzuis, and it's Tashish of the... we put our batim into a cardboard a plastic box. So legabe the tefillin, the bag is attached to tashu, but legabe the ritzuas are direct. So Tosfos says, since the ritzuas have the oisis of the shame, there's a yud on the shel yad and a dalel on the shel reish. So therefore, the bag is a tashmish, and it's also you have to put it in shemus. The plastic around it, that would be a tashmish to tashmish, and that would be okay. I just wanted to point out Pesachei Tshuva Tess brings from a sefer called Chaimis Yerushalayim that Einon Ubekiyim between what's called soft and what's called hard. Now, Ahalbet Sara, in the case he's going on, the curtains, which were matter anyway, Bisman Hazeh. We spoke about chairs. We made a chilutin kosher and soft. He says, Einon Ubekiyim. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, Einon Yodeya Ma Bekiyus Tzorach Lezeh. That's what he says. I don't know, what Bekiyus do you need? Right? We have already, the Tiferes Yisrael said that kosher ain't that hard, ela stiff, right? And it's stiff, isn't it? So Pesachei Tshuva is a chumra. He says, Einon Ubekiyim between rachis and kashos. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, you know, it could be there's a certain borderline range that we're not Bekiyim, but there's a certain level where you have a mattress on a chair, you don't sink into it, where it's certainly called stiff. So a few days. This we already had. Le'ikachada be'achaba be'beged klayim. A person should not hold on to an egg, a hot egg or a hot pot with a klayim beged. Be'yaday kimishu nitzel me'lichvais b'chayim abeya chashiva hano k'minias hakar. Protecting your body, you're not protecting your clothing. You're protecting your body from heat. There's no difference between protecting your body from cold, protecting your body from heat.
An oven mitt,
therefore, is a problem. And even a mitt that you wear, certainly. Even they have the pot holders that are not worn, that are just pieces of insulated cloth. So those also are not allowed to be shatnez. And according to the shatnez lab, there are some that are a problem. You have to, that one hanging the wall, you have to look inside at the lining. Usually you have to make a small cut in the lining to see the padding. I think what it says in the shatnez lab here is that the ones that have white padding are new material. There's no shatnez. The ones that are mixed colors are made from reprocessed fibers, and they could be shatnez.
Is
protecting the body. If you're protecting the body actually from heat, you don't want to burn yourself. And then so the chiddush is that's also called the beged ne'achama k'sham ne'agasham, and that's included in this inyan. Okay, ardalayim, ardilrin. Okay, Sifyud Gimel, I have no clue exactly what it is, beyond that it's wood on the foot. I don't feel so bad, because the Aruch HaShulchan collects four or five different pshatim and what it is, and very unclear. Well, let's see if we can pull out the site of the sif. Ardilrin, pirish. What are aldirin? Kli shalai shalai say tachas hamanu. I get this. You wear it under your shoe. The yeshalai say shatsemer. Some make it out of wool. Kedeget o'ekev. Now, I don't know if this means that it's on the whole foot, just the wool is kedeget the heel, or if it's only kedeget the heel. Eimem mishum klayim, the kashim heim. Now, if it's under a shoe, I wouldn't see the difference if it's hard or soft. If you have a hard shoe and you have soft under it, it's difficult to understand. We talked about carpeting, we talked about going barefoot on a carpet. Not going with a shoe on a carpet. So, no, it says under your shoe. It doesn't sound like it's an insert. I don't know. It says, Eba Bishum Klayim, because it's of a caution. Hagar Milo Shu Klayim, Veilo Yakev. What does that mean? What? It has nothing by the heel, a sock with nothing by the heel. But the Loisha Sharego Kashim, Eina Hedek Shara Ragov. Rosh Hashulchan says he doesn't know. By him, by most of us, the heel is more hard than the rest of the foot. And the Ramah says, Middle Shuklai, Veilo Yakev, has no heel, but Loisha Shara Rego, Kashim, Eina Hedek Shara Ragov. What do you mean, Eina Hedek? If it's a sock, you are the Hedek. So it's very hard to know. I mean, they knew what they were talking about certain clothing that we're not familiar with. Lamaisa, our shoes, rubbers, which are worn outside the shoes, I didn't have a shatnez anyway, but there would be no issue. Shoes themselves are shatnez. On Friday, 2 days ago, I got an email from a Rav in Staten Island, and it said three words, shatnez in UGGS, question mark, Uggs. Really? Because I wrote him back, what are Uggs? I never heard of Uggs. It sounds like a misspell. I know what Uggs are. So he sent me back, Uggs are boots. I said, boots, this shatnez and boots. So I did my research. Today, research means you Google it. Research used to mean you had to go to the library and look through the books. Today, you Google it. So I have here, I'm going to put it upstairs in big letters, Ugg shatnez warning. I have two of them actually. The first reads, the following has been confirmed by the Star K Kashrus organization. There have been reports of real shatnez, as opposed to fake shatnez. Reports of real shatnez in UGG boots and shoes. This is a severe Torah prohibition. Your shoes and or boots may contain shatnez, should be checked by an authorized professional. The following was submitted by a shopper and was confirmed by Rabbi Saiga of the Shatnez Laboratory in Lakewood, and has a picture. I recently ordered these UGG sneakers from Zappos. We noticed a sticker on the bottom that said it contains wool, as seen in the picture. I took it to be tested for shatnez. They found linen fibers in the canvas. The wool could not be removed, even though it's only in the inner heel of the shoe, as it was sewn in strongly. He didn't think all of it could be removed. As these are a popular style shoe, I want to let readers know about this issue. Now, the important line is the following. Rabbi S-A-Y-A-G-H, I don't know how to pronounce it, Rabbi Siyag noted, this is only an issue with the canvas sneaker. The vinyl and leather ones are okay. So it's only an issue with the... with the canvas... well, if it has, it has this. Now, it really, what it says on the label is heel lining 100% wool, lining backing 100% polyester. So according to the label, it's totally wool and totally polyester. But the writing is that the shatnez tester found, I took it because shatnez, where they found linen fibers in the canvas. I don't know where the canvas was. Oh, the lining is, I just said, wool and wool polyester. I guess the canvas is the exterior, and that has, mixed in. So it seems, it'll be a mitzvah to be mefaris of this, that the, how do you pronounce it? Ugg? That the Ugg, again, it's only a problem with canvas sneakers.
No, but
there's a second.
Uggs themselves, the company says that they put linen in everything that they make.
Like,
I was doing
research
last night also.
Okay, an email that what?
We use linen in everything. And now you have to know
if there's wool, then it's a problem. Okay, there's a second one from the Virginia Shatnez Lab. I didn't know Virginia has a Shatnez Lab.
They're very expensive.
You pay extra.
That's why I never heard of it. alert. Here it says UGG suede shoes. Upper mislabeled, contains wool and linen. Wool sheepskin. And what that means? Sheepskin with still wool attached to the inside of the heel. Looks like a picture of a lady's shoe, but it's not canvas. The other one said canvas is only a problem.
The
sheepskin.
The sheepskin has wool,
and
wool.
That's
wool.
From the sheepskin. All right, I don't know. You know, like 48 hours ago, I didn't know what Ugg meant. So.
When they put something in front of me
sometimes.
All right. So I don't know what Sifir Gimel is, but at least this the Kuda I know. So we're left with Sifir Dalet and Tesvav. I guess we'll finish this Siman and Yitzhak next week.